This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey headed for a runoff vote after President Tayyip Erdogan led over his opposition rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu in Sunday's election, but fell short of an outright majority to extend his 20-year rule of the NATO member country. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
The results reflect the deep polarization in the country at a political crossroads. Erdogan has led the NATO member for 20 years, and the vote was seen as a verdict on his increasingly authoritarian path. Kılıçdaroğlu, who leads a six-party opposition alliance determined to unseat him, urged his supporters to be patient and accused Erdogan's party of interfering with the counting and reporting of results. He said he will win in the runoff against Erdogan.
Thailand's main opposition parties have easily bested other contenders with virtually all the votes counted from Sunday's general election. VOA's Tommy Walker with
Thailand woke up on Monday to the news that the Progressive Move Forward Party has won the most seats in the general election, a surprising result as the polls have predicted that the Pheutai Party was expected to win.
The victory fulfilled many voters' hopes that the balloting would serve as an opportunity for change 9 years after incumbent Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha first became power. France pledges more military aid to Ukraine.
France has pledged additional military aid, including light tanks, armored vehicles, training for soldiers, and other assistance for Ukraine as it gears up for a counteroffensive against Russian forces. The fresh French support followed surprise talks Sunday in Paris between the Ukrainian and French presidents. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky and France's Emmanuel Macron met for 3 hours at the presidential palace. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Germany has pledged new military aid to Ukraine as it welcomed the Ukrainian president to Berlin Sunday, VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Sunday in Berlin, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky with military honors in Zelensky's first visit since the start of the war. The meeting follows Germany's announcement Saturday of a new package of military aid nearly matching all previous aid to date. The German government pledged nearly $3 billion of new support, including anti-aircraft systems, ammunition, and its sought-after Leopard tanks. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
A new mobile app is allowing 1,000 would-be migrants per day to make an appointment to apply for asylum in the United States. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn tells us more.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says they're encouraging migrants to use the legal pathway toward entry, and that's helping to reduce the flood of migrants coming in at the southern border.
Approximately 50% drop.
He spoke on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
We have to incentivize the use of the lawful pathways.
But Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCall says too many migrants are being allowed in without a hearing date.
Whether they have legitimate claims or not, they're released into our society, and then you have 5 million people without any legal status.
The Biden administration says it will penalize those who try to seek asylum without going through the proper channels. I'm Jackie Quinn.
During this week's summit of the leaders of the group of seven wealthy democracies in Hiroshima, you'll see eight other guest nations engaging in a flurry of diplomacy with Japan and others. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has invited South Korea, Australia, India, Brazil, Vietnam, Indonesia, Comoros, and the Cook Islands. Observers say the selection of the country signals Kishida's major foreign policy objectives. They include a rules-based order in the face of China's assertiveness and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, stronger ties with U.S. allies and developing nations in a nuclear-free world. One of Kenya's oldest wild lions has been killed by herders, and the government has expressed concern as six more lions were speared at another village on Saturday, bringing to 10 the number killed last week alone. The male lion, named Lunkito, was 19 years old and described as frail by Kenya Wildlife Service spokesperson Paul Gennaro, who said it wandered out of the national park into a village in search of food Thursday night. Six other lions from the same national park were speared by herders after they killed 11 goats. The deaths brought to 10 the number of lions killed by herders last week and escalated human-wildlife conflict. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.